Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2018 Cairo International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Marina Meliande. Lovely to meet you.
Hi, Matt.
And you're here presenting the film Sultry. What's the original title of the film?
In Portuguese, it's called Mormaço.
Right. And, well, I guess for the benefit of our listeners who may not be familiar with it, would you like to say a few words to just introduce it before we start talking about it?
I can say that we shot this film, Mormaço, in 2016 in Rio. It's a Brazilian movie. And it's a film about the city. Rio was preparing to host the Olympic Games. And it was maybe the highest moment of, tension and preparation. It was some few months before the Olympic Games. So, and the city was living through this all kind of transformations, urbanistic but political also, and there were a lot of communities that were threatened to be evicted because of the Olympic Games. So I shot with one of these communities called Vila Autódromo, that is placed just in front of the park. It was an old autodrome and then became the Olympic Park, and they were a kind of a very beautiful example of resistance for me, and I was very impressed and to know them. I mean, when I met them, I was very impressed by their strength, to fight and to resist and to make their right to stay there, because they had the right of this land. So I think it's a kind of introduction about this subject, but it's also a fiction. It's not a documentary about this subject, but it is a subject that make us see the city in another way, maybe, and make a fiction about a fantastic fable about the city.
Well, I mean, if we talk about the narrative for a little bit too, it's very much led by one character who, I guess, undergoes some sort of physical experience. Something happens to her. I don't know how much we want to say about the story, but maybe we'll leave it at that. I'm very interested in the mix of reality, actually footage that you shot while this was happening, and also the mix of fiction. Can you tell me a little bit more about the challenges of doing that, of achieving that?
Yeah, sure. I think this was the main challenge, for the film for me, because I really wanted to shoot in this real place and to have some of these people, the real people in the film. So the actress who played Domingas is someone, Sandra, that is a leader of Vila Autódromo, of this resistance. And so she's someone that it's very into, she's completely into this world and this kind of... to someone that is fighting and living this all the days of her life, So I really wanted to have this kind of feeling and characters. For me, it was very important to have these people in the film, because it was a film about them also. But the main character, a public defender. Can we say this in English? Yeah, okay.
Public attorney.
Attorney. Yeah. Thank you. A public attorney that is defending them and trying to make them stay in their lands. And at the same time, Anna, this public attorney, starts also developing something strange, a kind of disease in her body. And we can see these two narratives at the same time. And they have something... to do with, one with another, for me, it's a kind of a disease that she developed because of this tension, because of the city, because of a lot of things related to the city and related to what she's living. So I think we can say something, not making a spoiler, but it's a film that it starts very in a realistic way, and I really wanted that this disease seemed real at the beginning, but and then we develop a kind of how to say, accumulation of this disease, accumulation of tension, accumulation of the heat and the humidity of the city. In Mormaço, it's related to this feeling of humidity and in the summer in the Rio. So we can get a kind of another kind of narrative that is not realistic anymore, and we can have something more to the horror film or into the fantastic, you know, and something not natural, I mean. Yeah. And I really like the kind of, the way we can take something real and transform it in something more poetic or in another kind of genre, you know, to mixing genres so we can, I don't know.
Well, genre can be used to communicate messages, but what's really interesting to me is that you have both, because you go from actual footage, almost documentary footage, you could say, and then this whole fable-like sort of horror genre kind of storyline to it. Now that's an interesting mix, right?
Yeah, I hope they are well mixed.
they are well mixed, but also I like that there's nothing definite. Like, there's an air of mystery. Like, what is this disease, as you mentioned it? Is it even a disease? I mean, I was looking at it even visually. It reminded me of fruit, you know, when it goes, when it starts to rot. So you don't know some things, you don't know certain things, right? It's not important to know everything in cinema, right?
Yeah, and that's the mystery of cinema. We don't need to explain everything. Yeah. We can feel the film with the character, and I like the feeling that we don't have to understand each element all the time. So we can make a kind of mystery and understand, 10 minutes later, or even don't understand everything, but we can feel this sentiment, you know, like this feeling. We can have this feeling of something strange going on.
Yeah.
That's the beautiful thing of this disease, I think. Yeah. we don't know about it. It's the first, maybe she's the first one who got this disease, and maybe it's a kind of epidemic disease that is going to start with her. That was the feeling I wanted, the idea of resistance or not being not fit exactly in this place, you know, and this feeling of not fitting anymore in the city or in her building transforms her in something else.
Or perhaps environmental anxiety as well. I mean, is there anxiety about the environment itself and what is known by everyone is happening to this world of ours?
Yeah, there is something to do because, Mormaço, it's a very specific weather condition in Rio. It's not related to environmental changes, I think, because it's something that we feel in the summer, you know, when it's very humid. There's a lot of humidity in the air, and it's used before a huge storm, you know, like when you have a lot of the accumulation of a lot of humidity in the air and you can't breathe normally, you sweat a lot, you have this kind of tension also in the air. Yeah, so it's very related to the weather, but the city, Rio is a city that there's a lot of nature. You know, we have a big forest inside of the city. We have the beaches and the relation of with the nature very strong. And this disease, for me, it's related to this also, because it's a city very humid, we have a lot of moist?
Moisture.
Humidity. But moisture and the walls, everything, okay. You know, like the fruits and even the clothes sometimes, there are a lot of moisture on them. So there are some, it's
mold.
Yeah. So we have this impression that nature is getting control a little bit of our things, you know.
I really think it's also very much about home, because, you know, it's people losing their home, it's people being attacked maybe by their own homes, because in the end there is a threat in the walls of the house of this main character, in her house, trapped in your own home. It's interesting.
Yeah, it's about a territory, I think, the feeling of having a place where you can leave and come back when you, and have a feeling of home. So these people of Villautódromo, they don't have any choice where to go once the government wants them to move, you know. They don't have many choices.
They're not helped in that sense, like they're not given an option by the government?
They were threatened, and actually they were trying to make exchanges. I mean, not exactly, there were kind of some lands far from the center of the city that they would like to exchange, but it wasn't the same value of the lands, you know, that it would mean that they would change a lot their lives if they make this kind of negotiation. A lot of families may negotiate to go to other places, but they are not happy. It was very it was under pressure, and it wasn't a good choice for them, you know. I think we can talk about the idea of territory, and the body also as a kind of territory.
Yeah, totally.
And
body is a temple.
Yeah,
a temple can be a home
or something sacred. We should keep, or we can transform into something else.
Yeah.
This kind of metaphoric idea in the film. So we can maybe keep this idea of a sacred place for us to live.
Do you like Emile Zola, the writer?
Yeah.
I was thinking of that, Emile Zola, while watching the film. The naturalism, you know, the things that are beyond your control, but also... Yeah, it's very good. Okay, so we are out of time. But I thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure talking with you.
Thank you.
This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.